Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Selfless Love Talk presents Love the Inner You with your host, Coach Chanel Butt. I am honored this morning to present to you the Selfless Love Talk second edition, newest edition, Love the Inner You, where we will be discussing some heartfelt, heart-centered discussions around the most inner parts of yourself. I believe in the day and time that we are in right now, it is very imperative that we start to take a deeper look within. You know, a lot of times in life, we circle around and we look around and see everything from the outside world, right, whether it's people, places, or things, materialistic things, but we never really, not all, I'm not going to say we never, what I'm going to say is a lot of times we don't do the necessary work. And so this is for married women, married, divorced, single, entrepreneurs, leaders in ministry, careers, and professionals. This is for everyone. I was told by a master coach, somebody who is, you know, that I respect very dearly, I was told that in this day and in this age, people are hurting, which I do understand, and I feel it every day as well. But for somebody to tell you that if you don't show up, that you're doing an injustice not only to yourself but to the entire world was very powerful. And that's something that I think about daily. Because why? Because my purpose is to create and share with you all on the platform to help encourage, inspire, you know, just hold you all accountable to breaking those barriers, overcoming cycles, do some healing work, self-accountability, so that you can live the desired life that you would want to have authentically. If you're battling or dealing with any type of low self-esteem, lack of vision, fear, the imposter syndrome, or even limiting beliefs, you know, not believing in yourself or feeling like you're not able or you're not worthy, and the other person, they're successful or they're doing good in their life because they were just handed down a silver spoon. Those are all the things that tries to cripple us and keep us stuck. But I'm here to tell you today that Love the Inner You is a platform to encourage, inspire, and to help push you to the most authentic parts of yourself, and that's working on the inner you. I would like to tell you a little bit more about myself for some of those who are new listeners, just so that you all know who Coach Chanel Budd is. So I am the founder of Selfless Love. I'm a certified life coach, a visionary, author, designer, and perfumer. I can be reached at CoachChanelB@gmail.com, MondayMorningClientServices.com. And also, if you are wondering about how you can get a hold of any of my books, merchandise, perfume, you can go to selflesslovefragrance.com, where I carry Selfless Love perfume, and then also selflesslovessentials.com. That's where you'll be able to find some of my branded T-shirts and, you know, some of the things that Selfless Love carries. The books and everything else, there's Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can find me under Chanel Rose Budd or Chanel Budd. So I thank you for being able to give you all that, and we're going to get started. Number one, I want to talk about self-awareness. Processing the events. Sort out the issues, insecurities, doubt, fear, lack of self-confidence, or any dysfunctional patterns of behavior of your own, because we have to remember that everything starts with ourselves. Self-accountability is another one that I would like to touch on, and that's just self-accountability. What can you do to have better control over your own actions, shortcomings, or emotions? What can you do? So another one I want to touch on today during this episode is self-love. Speak life over yourself, telling yourself how beautiful, strong, successful, victorious, and worthy you truly are. And then last but not least is going to be prayer. Praying about your life, current situation, and future is very important as well. Meditating on the word of the Lord, having faith and believing in the promises of the Lord helps in all areas of one's life. If you do not pray or have a relationship with the Lord, it's never too late to start. Journal your thoughts, your goals, and your dreams. Then pray about them. You will be surprised how far it will take you. So self-awareness. The reason why I made self-awareness the number one thing that we're going to talk about today is because when we see that, you know, there's something, there's a void in our life, something is off, something is wrong, we want to do certain, we have specific goals in mind, or we just want to, you know, a better life for ourselves, a better quality life for ourselves. And we look and we see everything is flooded on social media, the news, everybody is doing big, great things, you know. Nobody really understands that the inside is what matters most, because you can see all of that, but you really don't know what goes on in the inside of a person. And so that is my main focus, is to start to do a self-evaluation and write down some of your feelings, some of your thoughts, some of the things that have happened or, you know, over your life, your journey, and sort them out one by one by one, to see where you lack, where your weaknesses are, so that you can start to strengthen in those areas. And then number two, the accountability. Self-accountability is one of the most powerful things that you can do for yourself, because when you hold your own self accountable, that means that there's only certain things and limits that other people can manipulate in your life. When you say, I messed up in this area, I can do better the next time. Or, yeah, maybe I made this decision and it wasn't the best decision for me. When you start to look at taking that self-accountability, that's growth. It's called maturity, and it's power, honestly. People can't use your weaknesses against you. You know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has some things that they fail in. But guess what? When you take that self-accountability, it just makes you stronger. And then you'll remember, you know what? The last time I did this, I didn't have the best outcome. So I learned from that. So I'm going to hold myself accountable to make better decisions. I'll make a different decision this time. So start to jot down those things, because this is going to give you a bigger picture of you, truly who you are, speaking and doing the work within yourself. Self-love. A lot of times, there's times where, you know, people will go out and they'll try to appease other people. That's the way that they want to show their love language, is by going out and showing that they love other people by trying to appease them. And what I mean by appease them is, you know, you go out of your way for people. You always say yes, even though you really want to say no at times. You know, that You look for acknowledgement in things in other people. So if they give you good compliments or if they congratulate you and things like that, that makes you feel good. And that's how you feel like you're worthy, right? But let's talk about real self-love, because when you really and truly start to love yourself and look deep within you, you will find that the best person that can ever make you feel that great, and not needing nobody else on the outside's opinions or hand claps or any of that, is when you get to a point where you can say, you know what, I love me. And each step I take in a positive direction, taking care of myself, is showing self-love. When you start to practice saying, you know what, I'm going to use affirmations. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am successful. I am victorious, and I am worthy. When you start to say that or give your own self a pat on the back, humbly, nobody's saying boast or, you know, get big-headed about it, but humbly, be proud of yourself. That is okay. When you do something good and you accomplish something, it's okay to take yourself out and reward yourself. Do small things for yourself if you can't do big things. But guess what? Always, always, always make sure that you do something for yourself and you love yourself first. If anything that is going to be too taxing for you or you feel like it's a burden, it's all right. It's okay to say no sometimes. It is. You have to love yourself first before you can love anybody else. Because when you don't love yourself, that bleeds out on everybody. And that's how people can take you for granted or take advantage of you and things like that, is because the more confident you are in yourself and the more love you have for yourself, that's what pours out into the world. And guess what? People will treat you accordingly. And so we always just want to be mindful in that area. Another one is the prayer, right? So praying about your life, your current situations, and your future. Why is that important? Because you're planting seeds and you're going before the Creator. I say the Lord. Yahweh, but you're going before the Creator and you're seeking Him first, right? So you're seeking Him first. You're putting it out there. These are seeds. Whenever you pray, they're seeds. And the more we get into this new era, you'll start to hear more and more and more about manifestation. So one of the things I will always go back to is that your words hold weight. Your words hold weight. They say that the power of the tongue is between life and death, right? So what you speak over yourself and the prayers that you have, start being very specific about everything. Be very, very specific. If you're praying and you're saying, okay, I want to live a healthier life, and there are certain things that I need to have change in my life. It could be eating bad food. It can be an addiction. It can be spending too much money. Whatever it is, be specific, like, okay, I'm coming before you, Lord, and I'm asking, you know, I am aware and I'm acknowledging some of the things that I need to change in my life. And so first I would like to ask for forgiveness, which is for repentance of the things that I have done intentionally or unintentionally that were not right, okay? So then when you go into your prayer, just start being more specific, like, I want to change how I eat. I want to start implementing more vegetables and fruits and juices instead of sodas and water. Be very specific, because we want to see good, great change come out of this, right? And so it could be in your business. I need, you know, an assistant. I need people who really are loyal and honorable and trustworthy and dependable. Those specific things, always be specific. Write it down. And then take it before the Lord. You'll be surprised how far it will take you. Meditation is a great thing. And I'm also implementing this more into my life as well. So when I get up in the morning, I am starting to do a routine of just getting up first, not going to my cell phone, I don't watch TV anyway, but not turning on and, you know, having more noise around me. I like to now thank God, number one, for another day, right? Because guess what? The days that we're in right now, every single day is a blessing for everybody who's still here. We still have purpose. And so I always make sure to thank God. And then I just sit and I'm quiet. Why am I quiet? Because that's one of the ways that you can really hear God, but also hear the thoughts, hear the true feelings, vulnerability, and awe of yourself. And if you have a notebook or whatever in the morning, you know, or grab you a notebook after you sit for a while, it could be 15, 20 minutes of just silence. Just silence. Get a notebook and write down your thoughts. There's some power in that. Creativity is in that. Some of the things that you would like to get accomplished during your day or week is in that. So you'll have more clarity and more peace. And so that's the focus. The focus is, and I'll be going step by step, I'll be giving you all a lot more. Love the Inner You is also launching a membership plan, okay? So with that, you will get so much more in depth a hands-on, accountability, a tribe, support. You'll get everything you need to help implement these things into your life daily. We'll have a virtual meeting once a month with everyone in the group, and it will be private, a retreat and conference. So this is going to be huge. Why am I doing this? I'm doing this because I don't want anyone to feel like they don't have anybody, because you do. You do. And my purpose is to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do to help others. Why? Because I went through this, and now I am able to help another person get through as well. And guess what? When you go through the program, you join in to the podcast and everything, you can share this out. And guess what that's doing? That's blessing other people. Not only yourself, but other people. And we may only change 10% of the world, but guess what? That's 10% more than what there was before this started. All right, so I am going to unmute the line for a second. I just want to see if there's any of the callers that may have some questions or feedback, and then I'll go on from there. So welcome, callers. If there's anyone that would like to say anything, you're welcome to do so. And if not, that's okay as well. I just wanted to welcome you and just say, hey, if you have anything you want to share, if you want to, you know, share with the listening audience a tip or two that you've learned along the way, this is the time to do so. All right, so I'm going to move on along. I wanted to share a poem that I had written. So I was asked to come to an open mic and do a poem. And I'm like, I've written poems before, but I've never, ever, ever did an open mic or ever shared on a platform. And so we had this open mic. It was at a woman's shelter. And I just started to write. When I was asked this opportunity, I knew that it was something that I must do, right? And so I went ahead and I wrote, and I'm like, wow, I literally wrote this in like 10 minutes. And it was the most powerful thing. And God always has a way, because when I got to the open mic, what I had written was exactly what I was supposed to for that day. And it all went in line with everything else that was happening, and I never even knew it. So these are just some of the things that I'm saying about when you're obedient and you're starting to work on yourself, you're able to go out and then help other people, encourage other people to keep going, because you don't know where they are in their lives. And so the poem is called Love the Inner You. Who am I, they asked. I am you. Only if you could see the innermost version of who you truly are. You're beautiful, strong, resilient, worthy, and your imperfections make you even more uniquely perfect. Close your eyes. Take deep breaths. Exhale the lies of all insecurities, self-doubt, fear, regret, unforgiveness, or unworthiness, for they're not you. Love the inner you. Yeah, do you know who you are? You are me, and I am you. Extraordinary, victorious, overcomer, one who perseveres, loving oneself authentically and unapologetically. Who am I? I am you. So when you get time, for everybody who is listening and those who will listen in the future, I would like to call you all out on this. Take some time out and write a letter, a poem to yourself. Just let it flow. Write your name down and literally write, who am I to you, to yourself. It's amazing. It's healing work, and it's powerful. So I'm actually putting this out here, and, you know, just this is a way of holding each other accountable as well. This is very, very beautiful work here. Write yourself a poem. Title it yourself. Subtitle it Love the Inner You, but title it your name. And write a poem to yourself, a letter to yourself. I would suggest a poem, but if you can't get the flow of the poem, then write a letter to you in the present tense right now. All right. Let's see here. One more I'm going to talk about today, and then I'll be wrapping up. One of the things that I do not want to leave out, and I'll probably reiterate this every single show, is set boundaries. Set boundaries. Write down what you will and will not tolerate in your space. No matter if it's family, friends, relationships, or whomever else enters your life. Your morals, your values, your wants, and your needs for this will help you to see who you are and what should always be the boundaries not to be crossed by anyone in your life. This saying is, people only do what you allow them to do. So this is to assist in breaking the cycles of the mythical truth. Set boundaries. Get to know yourself so that you can know the areas where when somebody does this, it's overwhelming and it creates a boundary, right? If somebody's asking you to do this and you're like, no, but they keep asking and asking and asking and you've already said no, that means guess what? That's a boundary that they're trying to, go over that boundary with you. So when you set boundaries, you'll let your no's be no's, your yes's be yes's. You'll know what is important at that moment and what can wait. But always be mindful of that because guess what? This is also a part of loving the inner you. When you create these boundaries, you gain respect. You gain more peace. You feel more, like, happy and not feeling guilt or shame because you had to say no. Nobody should have you. You shouldn't have to feel guilt and shame and heaviness and burdens because somebody wants to violate your boundaries that you set for yourself. And a lot of times the reason why they do that is because they don't have boundaries set for themselves. And if they do, they're still wanting their cake and eat it too. So this helps to, block all of those things because we do need to be feeling more at peace and more happy and ready to go out and do what it is that you set up for yourself to do that day or the remaining parts of our lives. So, again, this is Love the Inner You. I thank you all so much for attending. Again, you can reach me on IG at Women Who Encourage or Facebook. My personal page is Chanel Rosebud. And I'm very open and transparent. Again, my platforms are set up so that we can be the change that we want to see in the world, encourage one another, support one another. I do have my, like I said, my website. I have an e-commerce store. I'm actually getting ready to have product in a major retail store. So there's a lot of great things happening, but my first and number one priority is to be the change that I would like to see in the world. And guess what? That is helping you, and you. So everyone, be blessed. Stay blessed. This is an edition of Selfless Love Talk. Selfless Love Talk is still active, and I will be asking for more guest speakers to come on. Right now, it's $25 for Selfless Love Talk to become a guest. You will be able to utilize the platform to tell us about your businesses, ministries, written works, published works, and all. We are here as a community to support, love, and grow. Everyone have a blessed day, blessed Sunday, and a blessed week. Stay safe and stay blessed.